come back
for the honey,
for the honey. Just wait till I'm saving my time and lend me your comb. We gotta go home. Sugar bugger, it's a guilty. Just wait till I'm saving my time and lend me your comb. We gotta go home.
Back
beginning to see why nobody can live on the same stage with this outfit. So, from a tremendous stack of requests, but please, please me this week, who's going to read them?
Oh yeah, I'll read one of them, yeah.
All right. Come on then, let's have one.
All right, here we go. This first one here is for Shelby and Dan and Little Bill. Hi, Little Bill. And all of the Studio 2 fans. And this is coming from Sue and Fizz. Hello, Sue and Fizz.
Let's have some from the others.
Oh, this one's for Harry in his box.
Oh, his box. Hey, John, how's Harry in his box?
Oh, well, his box arrived safely from Manchester, filled with parcels of jammed fiddles.
Very nice.
This one's for me mum, Vivian Simmons, in 414D from Baxley Grammar School.
And this one is for Cammy, Rich, Lou, Roy, Mark, Beth, Alex, Comet, Pusheen and Jean.
Oh, now please, please me by getting up and belting out please, please me.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Boys, that was marvellous! We've now come down to the end of our little get-together tonight. Oh, I know, but we'd like to thank the host, Pema K. van der Leyen, the producer and engineer, Joel Simkis, assistant engineer, Michael Stewart, the fans, and of course, the fabulous Studio 2 for singing their hearts out to all of us here live on 91.5 WMFO! Before the lads leave us tonight, it's obvious that we got a sack full of requests for the next song. So, let's have no favouritism at all and say if you asked for it, here it is.
1, 2!
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday, yeah. She was sleeping up, and she told me what to say, yeah. She said she loves you, and you know that can be bad.
you, introduced by me, Brian Burke, and produced by James, Al, Rob, and Mark. Till next time, they sing with love from us to you.
Wow. Studio 2, live from Studio D. Thank you so much, gentlemen. I'm not crying, you're crying. That was kind of awesome. That was extremely awesome. I'm looking forward to welcoming Studio 2 into the on-air studio shortly for a bit of a chat, a bit of a chin wag, if you will. But first up, here's a new song.
Stuff 'cause they're knocking. back again. She's not my friend. I'm lying on a champagne floor like a baby animal. Sleeping to kind of ghost in the rest. Feeling like I might be Batman's Two-Face. You turn off your phone and I'm gone again. We'll never. Like I don't wanna be. When did I become such a fragile flower? You're looking like a man with too much power. It's a welfare state, and I always take the bait. Leave me, baby, 'cause I miss a miracle. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, why would I love you? Leave me, baby, 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 'cause I miss a miracle. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, I'm gonna let. We call.
The Shobijin Melodramatic off their album Tokusatsu. How come your boyfriend's steak is bigger than your brother's? Carissa Johnson, Only Roses off her album of the same name. Ruby Rose Fox, Ms. America off her domestic album. And we started off with Butterscott's new song off the somewhat disappointing contractually obligated follow-up. I have Studio 2 with me.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Hello. You're in trouble now.
I'm so excited. Hi, gents.
Hello.
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 Hello. Now, if you want any more, you're going to have to pay.
Paid by the word.
Exactly. By the syllable. Yeah. I'm racking up the bills here because we got their Studio 2 t-shirts, their picks. You're going to want to check out their tour, their summer tour that's starting in a couple weeks. Is that right?
Yes.
Yep.
Should we go around and do you want to introduce yourselves and who you are and who you are?
Yes. I'm Al Francis, and I play the left-handed bass guitar as Paul McCartney in the band.
And you, my good man?
And my name is Stephen Murray, and I do the part of John Lennon, and I play the middle guitar, half left-handed, half right-handed. It's very hard.
Do you do that with both hands at the same time?
Sometimes.
Oh, wow.
It's quite impressive.
Yeah.
Hi, and I'm Robert Murray, and I play George Harrison.
I'm Mark, and you're not getting my last name because I don't want you to find me, and I play Ringo.
He doesn't have social media. This
it's Mark Starr. That's as much as Mark you're getting Stocky. Out of this man.
I was Mark lying Stocky? About my last name.
Do we get autographs from you?
Oh, sure.
A little star symbol. How did this all happen? How did you, have you known each other since the beginning of time? Are you time travelers?
It was Craigslist, to be honest with you. They found me on a Craigslist ad.
For real?
The personal section.
Right? That was me.
Misconnections.
I found you.
That's man what I'm saying. They found me on the, yeah, you guys found me. Yeah. No, we actually, in all honesty, we formed through sort of seeing another Beatles tribute show. And it turns out for years we kind of, as the three of us, Steve, Rob, and myself, Al, and it turns out we followed like this other band around and like went to some of their New England shows and had no idea that each of us, you know, existed and didn't know that anyone else played the music and blah, blah, blah. So like ended up meeting through YouTube one day and our mutual friend online, our friend Laura, and got Steve, sent him a message and said, hey, listen, this guy Al wants to play and, you know, lives somewhat near you. So let's try it out. Met these guys the next year and found out they played guitar and had a huge, vast collection of gear and microphones. And it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And from there, it just snowballed into something that couldn't even believe.
And it's all the same. It's the same equipment. You were saying yeah. Down to the strings.
Yeah, as best as we can. You know, we have the AC-30s with the chrome stands that they sit on, the Ludwig drum kit with close to the right cymbals. I don't know. We have an Ajax 20-inch, which is kind of like what Ringo had, and 15-inch cymbal, 15-inch hi-hats, and we got the Gretsch guitar and the Rickenbacker 325 58 straight from England. Yeah, so we try really hard to try to replicate, well, the sound and the look. If you have the right guitar, you have the right look, and then you have the right sound, and then we try to make our voices sound as much as like them as possible.
Well, it definitely works. I mean, I've been listening to this era of Beatles music probably for a very long time since since dinosaurs roamed the earth, and it really took me back. It was a very very moving thing. And you are all wearing suits, lovely suits.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I believe that there are some photographs that will go up online as evidence.
There you go.
We'll point out our guest announcer for the evening, our friend Michael over there.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
I mean, hello.
He's wearing a suit and everything too. He came all decked out. Yep. You don't let him fool you.
You look very BBC, I have to say. So I hope that will also be captured for posterity.
He's got that posh accent thing going. You know?
Exactly.
As your listeners can't see. We're dressed up very similar to what they were wearing on a BBC radio program, like one that wasn't, you know, didn't have an audience.
You told me this is what they wore to lunch one time.
Yes, it was.
But I remember, you know, Paul in the blue shirt, yep. John with the pullover. Yep. It's a very accurate thing.
His was blue, mine's black, but that's
you even have a stain of ketchup on your shirt, just
I
like
do.
John.
From the chips.
I do. Is that mustard?
Ketchup.
It's those chip buddies.
Oh, yeah.
Now you guys have to be one of the hardest working bands in the area because your summer tour is no joke. You were saying it kicks off on the 19th, and you're not really giving it a rest for the rest of the year.
Forever.
That's
yeah.
That is in perpetuity. You are on tour schedule from now until forever.
Yeah,
the Beatles toured a lot 1963.
Yeah.
And 64.
Even before.
So it's kind of like that.
Yeah. And you guys are going to Indiana, is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
For Abbey Road and the River. That's in a couple of weeks. That's our...
I thought it was the Indy 500 we were going to.
You lied to him again.
Abbey Road and the River is a big festival that does mostly all Beatles, but they have 60s music there now, too. They have the Grassroots playing. They have Peter Noon and
oh, really?
I think Peter Asher's there,
Peter Asher, yeah. So, and we're going to be playing 5 times throughout the weekend of Memorial Day weekend. And it's a great festival. Thanks, Gary, for having us. If you're listening.
Fantastic.
Hi, Gary.
And you guys are going to be in New York. You're going to be in Liverpool, New York.
Yes, has to be.
We have
to
notice that.
How appropriate. Yep.
Liddy Pool, New York.
That works. And I mean, all over New England. So if you're anywhere in New England, you really can't miss Studio 2. And you're going to want to check them out. Yep. I love those Vox amps. I was just talking to Joel, the sound engineer here, about those Vox amps earlier. Is this your preferred style of music in general? Is this the only band that you guys perform in? I imagine you don't have a ton of time for other musical pursuits.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I think this is like all of us are just doing this now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of fun. It's something that, you know, I mean, personally speaking, elegant. This is...
you don't say.
This is... Well, you never know. So it's one of those things where it's something I've always wanted to do. And I know that, you know, a couple of these other guys have wanted to do the same sort of, you know, share the same dream and same vision with this whole tribute thing. You know? And just wanted to do it forever. So why not jump on the opportunity when it presents itself, you know?
Yeah. And it's an amazing thing that you guys are able to pull together with the gear, with the sound, with the performance, the energy of it, because I feel like that's one of the hardest things. I know, I mean, for example, I mean, there are people, I may or may not be one of them, who are super nerdy about knowing things like the fact that Ringo, because he was so slight and he was sick when he was young, he had to actually jump up off his seat in order to hit the way that he wanted to get the sound that he wanted. And I imagine that you've either started out as students of the Beatle you're portraying or had to become a student of his style and just every aspect of it, every little piece. Why did George play the way that he did, and what's that mindset? Almost
because Paul told him to.
Sorry,
that didn't come until later.
Did it?
Yeah. I mean, like, we're still like watching videos and listening to audio and just studying little things here and there. I think, like, I don't know if you thought that you were going to be John the whole time, or even if you thought you'd be George, you know, eventually.
I thought it was going to be Ringo.
When I started liking the Beatles, my favorite Beatle was George. So from the very beginning, I was like, I want to play like that.
How about you, Mark? Mark No Name. Did you have any that you really liked?
Jeff Lynne.
We're learning about ourselves here now, too.
Ringo was a big influence for drums. Him and John Bonham of Led Zeppelin. I remember I used to play along to the Sgt. Pepper's album a lot. I really liked when I'm 64 came along, because I didn't know many songs that involved brushes that were easy enough when I was that young. But, Ringo was definitely something I studied a lot. I really like his off-time hits because he's such a wonky musician overall, because the whole lefty playing righty.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of quirks to the way that Ringo plays. Like, I think that's why I keep... You are all incredibly talented and professional and really recreate the sound. The thing that really blows me away is that Ringo was such a quirky player. You know, because of all his personal circumstances. So it's a really neat thing. If you haven't seen Studio 2 perform live, you really need to go and do that. Obviously, we're going to throw up the podcast of this up online later tonight. We'll be sharing that and with Studio 2 if they want to share that with their fans.
Hi, fans.
And we actually have a very special birthday tonight.
What?
Oh, no.
What? Oh, yes.
Can I get a look at the frost?
Jeez, Louise. Can I catch it?
Yeah, but you can because it's yours. You guys are kissing happy birthday.
Oh, no.
Live on the air.
Yeah, live on the air.
In key.
In key.
All nervous and out of key.
One, two,
this is a first.
Three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Paul.
Al, Paul, whatever.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Here, I'll fake blow out the candles.
That's the best cake you've ever
it's
had.
Fake candles.
Hey, yeah, see, now we're live everywhere, everyone. We're doing this. This is cool. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Gretchen. Thank you, Mike.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, everyone here at WMFO.
We had to look really hard to get that mug shot of you on that
cake. Where'd you find that picture of me?
It's a secret.
Oh, geez.
What's up with the bow in the hair?
Black velvet jacket. Gray pants.
It's a thing of beauty.
There's a lot of secrets
in that
photo.
And we are definitely not eating cake in the entire studio.
Look at you broke the rules. You did it. You've done it now. You broke the rules.
Definitely not eating cake in the entire studio, but happy birthday to Al / Paul.
Thank you. I don't feel 23. I still feel 3.
For anyone that wants to celebrate Al's birthday, there's a Al's Francis Studio 2 fan page. It will be up tonight. I have to make it.
Can I be a moderator?
You gotta pay more first.
That's a beautiful thing. Now the next beautiful show that you guys are playing, you're playing on the 19th, a week from Friday in Randolph. Is that right?
Yes.
Randolph. John, yes. Steve John's the man with all the info on those.
Yeah. We're playing in Randolph at the Randolph Elks Lodge, and tickets are on sale now. You could call them, go on our website and look at the information. There's an email or there's a phone number there as well. All ages.
And the website is studio2tributeband.com. You can find all information about booking Studio 2, where you can go and see Studio 2. There are some beautiful photographs of them and their beautiful gear and their beautiful outfits. And they're beautiful media
also,
clips.
They're uniforms, not
also,
outfits.
You should mention, it's always two with a T-W-O. Studio 2, T-W-O. It's always a common mistake.
He has to but stomp along as he
we don't,
spells
we
it.
We don't blame you because we always do it too.
T-W-O.
T-W-O. T-W-O.
There is actually a dance that goes with that.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Imagine that.
It's a beautiful thing. So how long have you guys been playing together? Is this it sounds like you've been playing together for years. Is that a
5 years?
5 years.
Two different answers to that.
September we started
5 years, 5 days.
Yeah, we started 5 years ago in September. We've had, you know, several drummers since then. Some, you know, here and there. You know,
several Pete Pests.
Yeah. And yeah, several Pete Bests.
Until you get to the Ringo.
We've got our Ringo now here, Mark. And he does a good job, doesn't
Ringo.
He?
He does indeed. He does indeed. And have you had a hard time getting a hold of the gear? Are all of the pieces that you currently use currently being made, or is this something where you've had to
That would go in my category of finding gear. Mm-hmm. I search and scour on the internet, eBay.
So you were the sleuth, the George Harrison sleuth. I'm enjoying this as an idea for fan fiction right there.
There you go.
The one thing that I get a lot of comments on are the microphone stands. The microphone stands that we use in concert are the same stand you would see them using in the Hard Day's Night, the scenes when they're performing. It's a particular model made by AKG that they haven't made it in 50 years, and it's really hard to find. And I own 10 of them.
That is amazing. How did you happen to come to own 10 of them? Are you just that good of a sleuth? Did you have a lucky break where there was an elderly gentleman who was auctioning them off? Or
I can't, you know,
I don't know
reveal
what
my
thought.
Secrets, but some, you know, it's if I say how I got them or where they came from, or I already said where they came from,
Little E, Big
how
B,
I
that's your
get
hint.
Them, you know, I... You know, then I'll have 10. I won't have more because everyone else will buy them.
Paul's little old grandfather.
I hear you.
Who didn't know what he had. He thought it was a stick.
Oh,
he put
granddad.
His fan attached to the top. He went, I'll buy that for $5.
I don't like him.
He's a gambler.
He's very clean.
He's not a nice
he is
guy.
Very clean. He is very clean.
Sorry, I had him.
It's a constant battle with the gear because, you know, we're on the road so much. You know, we think to ourselves, wow. New strings already? Wow. You know, new drum heads? Whoa. all the mic cables are dying.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to get new mic cables. And, you know, it's a constant battle to keep everything up. And now, you know, our drum kit's partially vintage or all vintage. So you have to keep up with that and make sure everything's in working order.
Yeah.
So it's a, when we're not on the road, it's pretty busy.
Because a lot of this gear also, it's stuff that was accessible to a young band in England where, you know, mm-hmm. they might not have had access to the whole panoply of equipment that's out there.
And what the funny thing is with the Beatles, they play a bunch of instruments that they only made one or two or three of them, you know. There's drum kits Ringo played before the Beatles. You can't find them anywhere. Cymbals, you can't find them. You have to go to eBay on in England or something or Japan. It's not like a Fender Strat where you can find a thousand of them
right.
on eBay
right.
and keep going searching through thousands of pages.
And drums really, I mean, no pun intended, they take a beating. Like it's yeah. it's difficult yeah. to keep yourself in gear.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very cool thing. I'm just
you
I'm
just have to hit
delighted.
The top of them.
True, very true.
As opposed to the sides, in a rage.
Max Roach,
that's always fun too.
He did, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. There was a drum solo where he played the sides of the drums, and I had no idea what was going on for a good 3 minutes.
What are you doing? Shall we take a musical break and then come back, give you a chance to enjoy perhaps your birthday cake?
Oh,
sure.
Man, I'm on a strict diet of only...
Just cake?
Three pieces per sitting.
Stand so up and you can have three more.
Exactly. Stand up, sit down.
We're going to go for a cake break, ladies and gentlemen.
Cake break.
Can you use that soundboard as a plate?
Joel might have to kill you. No, I promise there will be no murders and no eating of cake in the on-air studio. That I assure you.
We promise we're good kids.
We're good kids, really, mister.
Once you shut the music off, you know, turn the music on, then no one knows what's going on in the studio, right?
Devious.
Dum-dum-dum.
Yeah. Can't trust George. That's what we learned. Up here, this is Matthew Connor with Night After Night off his EP of the same name. We'll be back shortly with Studio 2 TWO.
This world ain't a place for dreams, not for people like you and me. Go downtown on a weeknight. I comb my hair, I wear something tight. Couple drinks and I feel alright. But I'd rather be home. I picture you and you're far away. Pressure mounts and the edges fray. Some things we do for love, some things we do for pay. Night after night, it's the same routine. Life never quite looks the way you dream. I never became who I wanted to be. This city's no good for a girl like me. Break. It's something small, but that's all it takes. I fold it up and I throw it away. It's for me alone. I picture you, it comes easily. It's something small, it's a luxury. We'll take a day, eventually.
Night after night, it's the same routine. Life never quite looks the way you dream. Oh, oh. I never became who I wanted to be. This city's no good for a girl like me. Oh, oh. In a filling station parking lot, I smashed my phone. I lost the plot. Still the alarm at 6 o'clock, and it doesn't stop. And it doesn't stop.
Matthew Connor there, Night After Night, off his EP of the same name. I'm here with Studio 2, and gentlemen, you have just been a delight and a treat, or actually, to be fair, four delights and four treats. and one with a birthday. Happy birthday again, Al / Paul.
With a very big treat.
Exactly.
All for me!
Three servings. That entire cake comprises three servings, all for you. So I understand that you have a number of shows coming up that you wanted to tell folks about, and there's merchandise,
yes,
that people may very well, yep, want to get their hot little hands or cold little hands onto.
Yeah.
No judgment call vis-a-vis the temperature of your hands, however.
You know, we have some. You want me to tell them about the shows?
Please do, please.
All right. Well, so we have a show coming up on May 20th, which is in Carver, Massachusetts, at Edaville, USA. The train, that park that has all the trains and so.
Choo choo.
Paul's favorite thing is trains.
What's his name?
Tank.
Paul.
Al. that's what I meant. Sorry,
it's Paul. Al.
I was reading the cake as I was.
He was chewing the cake, you know.
Boom.
So we have that, and that's all ages, obviously. The time is 5 to 8, but it might change to 1 to 5. You have to check the website if you live near Carver. That's like in the South Shore. And then we have a show in Kittery, Maine. A nice little ride of Kittery at the Star Theater, Kittery Community Center.
What is that?
That's
an alliteration.
Did I say June 10th?
No, you didn't say the date.
June 10th.
There you go.
It's a little late at night. June 10th, all ages. Tickets are on sale now. We're playing with the 60s Invasion Band from Maine. It should be a good, fun night for all. I could ramble on for days here with all these shows.
How much is it to get into that show?
$15 to $20. $17 to $20.
Well, they have incense and peppermints.
No. you know,
that's a no.
The list goes on. I can't even think of other shows that right now. Maybe the Majestic Theater in West Springfield in July 15th.
Beautiful.
So, and Liverpool, New York, if you want to come to Liverpool, you know.
You guys are busy. You're busy, busy cats. You can find out all about their gigs that are coming up. Their entire schedule is there for you to view at www.studio2tributeband.com. You can join their mailing list. You can learn more about the lads.
You can buy a shirt for someone you like.
Even if it's yourself.
Or someone you don't like. That's fun, too. Then you can torture them.
Get them glitter, too.
Yeah. Put glitter all over the shirt.
I love it. Works. Yep. It works for me.
You can even see us on New Year's Eve in Gorham, Maine.
Really?
Yep.
Plan your trip now.
That is a fun, that's a fun way to ring in the new year.
Yep. It's an early performance, 5 p.m. start, all ages at the Gorham Performing Arts Center. Tickets are only $5 New Year's Eve.
You can't beat that. Yep. You can't get that price anywhere else.
Five, that's beautiful.
Make it happen. Yeah. Studio 2, that's Studio T-W-O, tributeband.com. You can also find them on the Facebooks. You can find them locally and afar.
Find us in your favorite local coffee shop.
Track them down, but not in a creepy way.
Mojo's. Don't check us. Go to Mojo's. Hi. Yay.
Gentlemen, thank you all.
Thank you.
Very, very much. It truly has been a pleasure. I very much enjoyed your performance.
Thank you so much.
I very much enjoyed having you as guests. The cake is a thing of beauty, which we are definitely not eating in the on-air studio.
I don't
even
want to eat it at all. It's so nice looking. I don't want to destroy Paul's beautiful face, cartoon face.
When are we coming back for all 12 Pop Go the Beetle episodes?
Oh, my God. I would have you back in an instant. I would love that to happen.
Would we do that side by side?
Or from us to you, all the sessions.
All of those little fan club 7 inches, rare songs, the weird sketches,
yes. The Christmas ones.
Yeah, that I definitely don't know word for word.
I'm going back to me drums.
Thank you, lads.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Have a good evening.
Studio 2. Right up here, we've got Ease Into the Noise with This Present Tense off their album Zag.
For something, adversity.